Hello, good evening.
Hello, it's 2 p.m. Good evening.
As you can tell by my voice, I'm a little bit under the weather, but nothing a little TH Fantasy can't fix
I'm
after a nice
saying
long Thanksgiving holiday.
TH Fantasy is medical use only.
That's right. It's that purple shit.
Yeah, it's that purple shit that the doctors give you. It's episode 59, TH Fantasy. We are post-Thanksgiving. Hope you had a good one, Ryan. Spoiler alert, we already talked. I know you had a good one. I also had a good one.
Yeah, it was good to see some family, eat a bunch of food, pass out, watch some football.
Good games last night, too.
Yeah, I think that was one of the best Thanksgivings we've seen in a while. I think the announcers were saying all the games scored, each team had 20 or more points. It was pretty exciting.
Yeah, I had a great time.
That Dallas game came down to the wire, surprisingly.
Yep.
Good game.
The Bills Lions game was great,
Yeah.
and the nightcap was excellent too. He had primetime Kirk winning me some fucking money. Let's go.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
So let's hop in. Let's do our 59s. Ryan, as usual, I like when you go first. I want you to start us off with something strong here.
Sure. All right. Number 59. I went pretty chalk this week. I
Okay.
went with one of the greatest linebackers probably to ever play the game, Mr. Jack Ham,
Oh, yeah.
four-time Super Bowl champ. From the Steelers. He had 32 interceptions in his career, which is tied for like third among all linebackers ever.
That's awesome.
He only had two touchdowns, but
That's still
25
pretty
sacks.
impressive.
Yeah.
Linebackers back then could not fucking run, man.
That's true. He had 25 sacks, 21 fumble recoveries, and surprisingly, he had 53 takeaways, I guess is the most in NFL history by a non-defensive back.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's a cool ass stat.
Right? So get this. He has a nickname. All
Okay.
right. I don't know if he's Polish or not, but his.
Can I guess one before you say it?
Sure.
All right. Jack Krakus Ham.
That'd be great because that is the Polish ham.
Right.
But they called him Dobry Szynka, which literally means in Polish, good ham. I thought that was so cool.
Fucking
And
awesome.
that was also the nickname of his fan club in the 1970s. Dobry Szynka,
Oh my
literally
God.
meaning good ham.
Good ham. That's fucking awesome. What a great, like, not only does it sound funny, but that's a great nickname.
Right. So he's drafted by the Steelers in the 71 draft. He played until 1982. Get this. Ham is a strong advocate and believer that marijuana helps with symptoms related to playing football.
Damn.
He cites seeing like the decline in players. This is a drawback to an earlier episode of ours where I talked about Mike Webster, who was a teammate of Jack Ham's.
Yep.
Even though Jack Ham has never come out and said he has any mental illness or anything from playing football, he's a big proponent in marijuana for these players and helping relieve some of that stuff that can come along from a lifetime of playing football.
True.
He also believes that it can help the ongoing opioid epidemic, which I also believe.
Hell yeah, that's good ham right there.
Right? So yeah, that's Dobry Szynka, Polish for good ham.
I feel like that's like when they call John Wick Baba Yaga. You
Yeah,
know?
Baba Yaga.
Like, oh, who is that? Let's do Reshunka. Good ham.
Oh, and I forgot to also mention the good ham himself is also a minority owner in a North American Hockey Association, the Johnstown Tomahawks.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why
The
he chose to go into minor league hockey, but that's where he chose to invest some of his money.
Hey, man. It is what it is, trying to get some free hats.
I mean, it is good ham, so.
It's good ham, baby. All right, so I have a guy that kind of ends up a little bit on the opposite side of you here, Ryan.
Sure.
I'm going to talk about a guy who had, like, a pretty average career, but he's super relevant because of his contributions to a number of other football-related things that lasted longer than his playing days. So my number 59 is a gentleman by the name of Mike Mamula.
Mike Mamula.
So he was in the league for 6 years. He missed one full year with an injury, so he had five playing seasons. Stats are decent, man, like 31 sacks, eight forced fumbles in 77 career games. Like, that's pretty good, you know? Sure. It's not super noteworthy, but, like, it's the other stuff that I picked, all right? So he was a linebacker at Boston College when they played a 3-4 defense.
Okay.
He was like an edge rushbacker, kind of how, like, you know, like a Khalil Mack, like a guy you're not going to ask to drop into coverage. So then they switched to a 4-3, and he ended up as an outside defensive end and blew up 17 sacks, all Big East.
Really?
Yeah, right. So that's his senior season. So he's getting ready to go into the draft. And before that is the combine. So up until the combine, or up until this time in 1995, most prospects would just spend their time preparing for the football drills, you know, the throwing, the catching, the blocking, whatever. But he decided to approach it a different way. He spent the offseason between his senior year and the combine training specifically for the combine itself. All right. Excellent. He was the first dude to do this, and he fucking crushed it, all right? He had more bench press reps of 225 than Tony Baselli, the future Hall of Fame left tackle.
Damn.
He had a 4.58 40-yard dash, fastest for all defensive linemen.
Nice.
He had a 38.5-inch vertical, which was higher than most cornerbacks. And, most impressively, he got a 49 out of 50 on the Wunderlich test, the second highest score in NFL history.
Damn, he got that high on the Wunderlich? Shit.
He studied for it. So, because of his combine performance, his draft stock exploded. So, let's bring in a great drafting team, the Philadelphia Eagles, looking to replace Reggie White's production after he left in free agency, right? So, they're at pick 12. And they're like, all right, Mike Mamula is going to be gone by pick 12, so we need to move up. They traded pick 12 and 2 second-round picks to move up and get pick 7 to get Mike Mamula, all right? And the picks they traded went to Tampa Bay, who used pick 12 to draft Warren Sapp.
Oh, my God.
And then they traded their 2 second-round picks to move back up to pick 28 and select Derek Brooks, who was a key part of their 2001 Super Bowl team.
Nice.
Warren Sapp is a Hall of Famer. We all know Warren Sapp. Yep. Derek Brooks went to 9 Pro Bowls and won NFL Defensive Player of the Year in 2002. So
but Mike Mamula, they got the Mulas and the Kula, though.
Dude, I'm saying they're good to go. They should have won all the titles. So listen to this bullshit. Mamula retires in 2000, so he spends a few years doing this and that, and he ends up as a partner for a company called Comprehensive Screening Solutions, a company that does the worst thing on earth. Corporate drug screenings.
Oh, of course.
So they do background checks, but, like, dude, if you're busting people for weed, I don't fucking care. So this is what their website says, all right? CSS is an employer service provider delivering comprehensive employee screening solutions to companies nationwide. They use innovative technologies and services to support growing companies as they seek the most secure data to make informed decisions in their human capital investments. So
human capital investments.
Pretty gross. So I didn't want to end this on a positive note, or I did want to end it on a positive note. So in order to piss off Mike Mamula, Ryan, here is how you beat a drug test. 1, an hour or two before the drug test, fill your bladder with fluids, preferably water. 2, make sure you pee before the drug test to get rid of any toxins left in there from previous nights. 3, take B2 or any sort of vitamin B while overloading on water so that your urine will have the proper tint of yellow, because if it's totally clear, the test will be negated and you'll have to pee again. And just a little side note here, Ryan. If you need to use fake pee, make sure it's kept at a temperature between 91 and 97 degrees Fahrenheit. So that's my number 59, Mike Mamula.
This is all common knowledge.
It is. But, you know, it's a public service to our friends, our people true. That listen.
I actually have a honorable mention.
Wait on me.
A player that you and me got to see play a lot until he retired, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years ago. Mr. Okay. Luke Kuechly.
Oh, yeah.
1092 oh, yeah. tackles, 18 interceptions, 12 and a half sacks. Do you remember? Unfortunately, he had to retire because of his numerous concussions throughout the game. But do you remember that game where he's being carted off and he was like crying and laughing at the same time?
Yeah, man. That I think like really showed a lot of people like what right. a traumatic brain injury looks like.
Right. How serious it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was literally like crying and laughing at this. It was crazy.
It was terrifying. So that means since we're talking about horrifying concussion symptoms, it is absolutely time to cut to ads. So we're going to do that right now. We'll be back in a second.
Hell yeah.
Hey friends, it's your pal Tony from TH Fantasy. Now look, I don't like doing this, and Lord knows self-promotion isn't my strong suit, but I've decided to buy this ad time to show you another side of me. Did you know I'm also a musician? I dabble in a lot of different styles of music as a result of my global travels, and I'm dropping a new album soon inspired by where I've been during the pandemic. Now you might be a little overwhelmed by all this information, so let me show you what you can expect from my new project. Here's a short snippet of a track I call Passion Fruit in Costa Rica. Oh, I love that song. You know, it was inspired by some passion fruit I ate in Costa Rica a couple years ago. So I don't want to spoil too much, but I have one more clip, and it's the chorus from a little ditty I like to call One Night in Lebanon. I can't wait to share this art with you. This is the most personal project I've ever released in a lot of ways. It explores themes of love and loss, and in a lot of ways it's as if I'm trying to capture the history of the entire human race, filter it through a simple few delay pedals, and then chain that through several metal zone pedals, put that signal directly into an amp that sounds like a broken car speaker after I spilled lime LaCroix in it a couple years ago. To accompany this release, I'll be doing a small run of shows at various theaters across the Midwest. Here are the dates. January 28th at Frank's Fuck Shop DIY in Columbus, Ohio. January 29th is a matinee show at the Good Guitar Center in Southeast Indianapolis. And on the 30th of January, I'll be at the Foxconn Private Security Ball in Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin. As always, ask a punk for the address, and many good tidings to you and yours. In the name of rock, thank you for your time.
And we're back.
We're back, baby. All right, part two, Ryan. I got a little fun game here for you, all right? It's called Either Or, not the Elliott Smith album, or maybe it is. All right, part one.
Do it.
Either Or, Zach Wilson starts week one for the Jets next year, or anyone but Zach Wilson starts at week one for the Jets next year.
Ooh. Well, the Jets kind of messed themselves up by winning a little bit. So, I don't know. Do you think they're going to try and get another quarterback in the draft next year?
I don't think they're going to try to get another quarterback in the draft next year. But if the team makes a playoff run, if the team makes a playoff run with Mike White, like you go with Mike White, don't you?
Yeah, that's true. I guess I'd rather see anyone but Zach Wilson.
I mean, it's funny because Zach Wilson, he went 5-2 as a starter this year. It's not because he played well, but the team's right. won, you know?
Right. Well, I mean, right. Most of that was Breece Hall.
That's very true. And the defense.
Right.
So next up, Ryan, who do you want more for the fantasy playoffs without looking at schedule? Either CeeDee Lamb or Michael Pittman Jr.?
Let's see. For fantasy football playoffs. Let's see. I'm trying to remember Dallas' schedule. Dallas is somewhere in the middle. I can't remember who they round out in 16 and 17. But I feel like Indy would probably have the weaker schedule.
Right.
But we also don't know who's going to be throwing week 16 and 17 in Indy. So probably CeeDee Lamb.
Okay. I was thinking Pittman because he's cheap right now. But, I mean, most teams' trading deadlines are over, so you're not really getting them anywhere. But I think Pittman and Ryan, if it stays strong, like, he could be a league winner after everyone kind of gave up on him.
That's true, but I also feel like it seems like the last few games or the last two games that Prescott's been back, it's just been they've gotten their chemistry together and they're just rolling. Like, Lamb's just a reception machine.
It's true. All right, Ryan, I'm going to ask you two more really weird questions.
All right.
Last two for either or. Which free agent do you want more of going into next season? Either Melvin Gordon or Daryl Henderson.
Jesus.
Henderson is in Jacksonville now. I wrote this before he signed.
Can I just trade away to that option for like a couple tacos at Taco Bell?
Absolutely not.
Probably Henderson.
Okay.
Henderson seems like he'll end up somewhere that needs him. Gordon, okay. I don't think anyone's going to trust Gordon after all that fumble and shit. That was the only reason he was dropped. He's got talent. He's a proven talent from playing in San Diego. And just, I don't know what happened this year. He just fumbled the ball too much.
He did. All right, last question. Either Speed Trials by Elliott Smith or Say Yes by Elliott Smith.
Let's see. Say Yes.
Right? That song, that song's heat. That song's a good song. All right, moving on. Part three, we're moving on to the most important part of our program here. It's
Ryan's mid-tier kind of shitty tight end of the week. All
right, so I'm going to go ahead and apologize because the last couple weeks have just been so shitty. Let's see. The only good thing I could say about, like, Calcaterra, way off. Like, he only had 19 snaps last week. Wasn't even targeted.
They used Jack, what's his name, a bunch.
What's his, Jack Slosser? What the hell is his name?
Is it like Jack Cohn? I don't know.
I don't remember. But the good thing I could see out of this is I mentioned Quitoriano 2 weeks ago, and it looks like he's developing a role in that offense. He played 37 snaps last week. Didn't get anything out of it, but the team's getting him involved, so I like his prospects for the future.
Okay.
But I'm doubling down this week, all right?
Okay.
All right, I'm going with Mr. Trey McBride.
Okay.
Ertz is still out. I called him last week. He had 4 catches on 4 targets. He's getting involved in this pass game, which means he could potentially get a red zone touchdown. I like his usage. My secondary guy for this week, since it's a kind of shorter slate, we don't have that many players because we had those 3 games yesterday.
Right.
I like Chig Okonkwo again.
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
3 or 4 targets last week. So he's getting involved. Plus 2 weeks ago, he had that long bomb pass, like 46 yards.
He did.
He's getting involved. Tannehill and the Titans offense seem to want to utilize him. And he's an interesting talent. So,
yeah.
Those are my guys for this week.
If you never listened to our stuff over the summer, it's okay. But everything that you like about Isaiah Likely, you like about Chig Okonkwo, you just don't know it yet.
Right. Yeah, and that's one of the only reasons I didn't. I was looking at Likely this week, and he still might catch one, but come on, Andrews is back.
Right. I like those plays. I like Chig Okonkwo. He's awesome.
They're guys you can, like I said, the whole point of this whole exercise, this mid-tier tight shitty tight end of the week, is to identify some guys that are super cheap that could potentially get you 5 or 6 points. And that's all you need to get out of them in order for you to pay up at these other positions to get extreme talent, you know?
Right. You're really just playing for between, 6 and 10 points because that right. justifies that extra $1,000 tears you right. up from yeah. Kenyon Drake to Jamal Williams.
Right.
So I also, Ryan, would like to apologize. I'd like to start off my segment with an apology because I'm starting to hate the Jamal Agnew line. I always get smoked. I don't think I've gotten lucky yet. I've gotten a ton of zeros. All right. So not even that they haven't scored.
You may need to go back and identify another player that's not Jamal Agnew and call it something else.
Before I quit on this, I'm not going down without a fight, all right? And you know what? I'm taking a floor play here, all right? This is the highest floor Ooh. Play that you can get. Now, Jamal Agnew's 4,900, so I'm going to go with a floor play here at 4,700. His name is Kyle Juszczyk.
Yes. Yes. Right. The guy with like 3 J's, 2 C's, Y, a Z.
Dude, yeah. this episode is getting pretty Polish here.
Yeah, dude. This is a total Polish episode. All we need is Gronkowski and Seabass.
So Juszczyk has put up between like 4 and 6 to 7 points a few times this week or this year.
He had like a, I feel like I saw a couple good catches last game, right?
And he's the type of dude where you're guarding Debo, you're guarding Brandon Ayuk, you're guarding Christian McCaffrey. He's the guy that's left uncovered.
Yeah.
So if I can get a short pass or a run up the middle at the goal line and make this play worthwhile and break my shit streak, then I will be celebrating. Sure. My Jamal Agnew line this week is Kyle Juszczyk.
You know, another guy that I looked in that offense that could benefit from all the talent that's on that offense is Ross Dwelly.
Sure.
The tight end from that team. He could just be open because no one's like, why would we cover this guy? You know?
Right, right. He's a blocker.
Yeah.
Sneak a blocker out.
And if they're creative, like Shanahan is, they could design some plays where he blocks and then shoots out just for a quick target really quick, you know?
Yep. So a couple things to clear up before we end the show. I'm going to let you know, is it a Kadarius Toney week this week? It is not a Kadarius Toney week this week. He is injured.
What the hell happened last week? Like that was like prime script and he didn't get one pass.
Dude, we just... He's an enigma. We'll never be able to figure him out.
Right.
All right. So last week, Ryan, let's finish this up. Last week, we were 19th out of 357, tripled our investment. That's our second best finish of the year in Superflex.
I think since we started this, we've only lost once or twice. We're cashing every week.
So since the schedule is weird, we can't do a Superflex this week because they haven't even posted Superflex lineups on FanDuel yet. So I don't even know if that's an option we have this week.
We're not sure if that's because of the shortened slate with 3 games already been played or if everyone's just on a turkey hangover and they haven't posted it yet. But as of right now, we don't have any Superflexes to play this week or kickers actually for our shows later in the week.
Yeah.
So let's just do a main lineup.
Let's do a milli maker. I feel good. I hit on a milli maker last night. I was top 800 out of like 200,000 people or some shit like that. So I want a heater. Let's roll it in.
The $5?
Let's do the $5 NFL Sunday million. Let's do it, Ryan. All right, Ryan, over many hours of careful deliberation, we have come up with our Sunday Million lineup. Do you want to tell the people what it was?
All right, so we got Patrick Mahomes, Jeff Wilson, Michael Carter, Terry McLaurin, Treylon Burks, Matt Collins, Travis Kelce, Valdez Scantling, and the Carolina D.
All right, I hope that's, you know, let's hope this is a new trend for us because let's just become millionaires, man. It's totally fine. Don't worry about it.
Hell yeah.
All right, so we'll see you guys next week for episode 60 with our monocles because we'll be millionaires by then. And, good luck to your fantasy teams this week. I hope you had a good Thanksgiving. I hope your team score a whole bunch of points unless you're Abby playing me, in which case, fuck you.
All right. I hope everyone enjoyed their Thanksgiving and have a good Sunday watching some more football.
Yeah, go football. All right, everyone. Good night.
Good night.
Dobre Shumka.